It was time for the Daily Dust. I wasn't paying attention. Well, I am now.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should not repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Yes, it absolutely is time for gossip. It's not the bad kind. It's just the light dusting of gossip. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Okay, so we've all been hearing about Ariana Grande and all the stuff that's been going on with her. And she has spoken out about the emotional toll of body shaming.
And I think in today's society, there's a comfortability that we shouldn't have at all. Commenting on others' looks, appearance, mm-hmm. what they think is going on behind the scenes or mm-hmm. health or how they present themselves, you know, from what you're wearing to your body, to your face, to your everything. There's a comfortability that people have commenting on that I think is really dangerous. Yeah. And I think it's dangerous for all parties involved.
Not wrong. She emphasized the importance of leaning on her support system, refusing to accept harmful opinions, but recognizes that everyone, not just celebrities, faces challenges like that. Dolly Parton has announced a nationwide casting call for her upcoming Broadway show, Dolly, an original musical.
I'm announcing the search for Dolly. Now, whether you're chasing your dreams from a small town, or you've spent years performing on stages across the country, I want to give you the chance to help me bring my story to Broadway and maybe even play me. This show is a celebration of my music, my life, and all the amazing people who've been with me along the way.
Okay, that's going to bring the crazies out of the woodwork. The Broadway show, Dolly, an original musical, is set to open in 2026. Martin Lawrence has announced he'll actually be the one paying for the wedding of his daughter, Jasmine, and Eddie Murphy's son, Eric.
Well, Eddie said, I got to pay for it.
Who, you?
He said, I got to pay for it because he paid for his last daughter's wedding. Like the last six weddings, so.
What they got to do with you?
Here's the thing. It's his daughter. You are supposed to pay for your daughter's wedding. That's how these things work. Carrie Underwood's going to be headlining ABC's New Year's Rockin' Eve. Yeah, you know what we're going to see? Her rocking legs. That's about it. Prince Harry had an honest conversation with Andrew Ross Sorkin, addressing false rumors about his marriage, false rumors about divorce, false rumors about selling their home, and reflecting on the difficulties of managing public relationships and weird media scrutiny.
So, yeah, it's hard to keep up with, but that's why you just sort of ignore it. The people I feel most sorry about are the trolls who their hopes are just built and built. Bell, and it's like yes, and then it doesn't happen. So I feel sorry for them. Genuinely, I do.
I feel sorry for them too. Get a life. Are Kevin Costner and Sharon Stone seeing each other? They exchange numbers at an event, flirting and winking. Actually, that makes sense. That kind of coupling makes sense. Kylie Kelce, an athlete in her own right, but also married to Jason Kelce, has defended on her new podcast swearing around her kids.
Do I curse in front of my kids most days? Yes. But my kids know that they are grown-up words. They don't try to use them. They don't say them. They're not appalled by them because I'm not using them at my children. They're just used in front of my children.
She explained that it's part of teaching them independence and strength. Listen, Mr. Kane always says they're just words. And my kids always said, Mom, we go to public school. Jane Fonda went on Bill Maher's podcast and scolded him. I didn't hold on to any audio for that because, you know. And finally, a dirt alert. Yeah, this one's edited. Because it's Cardi B addressing rumors about her finances after sharing a Shein ad.
I don't want to take tour deals until I announce my album. Because when I announce my album, I know they're going to up it. You know, you got to move smart like a You can't act like you hungry, especially when you're not. Spend about 3 M's in a month.
Yeah, she spends $3 million in a month, and she says she could easily secure multi-million dollar contracts. That's the Daily Dust. Man. I'd like to just have $3 million, much less spend $3 million. It's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What can I say except, yeah, I'm broke too.